So on Thursdays, we always speak to the author of a local non-fiction book. And today, the author is Cynthia Stimple. The book's called Hijackers on Board, How One Courageous Whistleblower Fought Against the Capture of SAA. This book is the latest in a series of books that have come out from state capture whistleblowers. And you'll know this is a topic close to my heart. I was also privileged to write the foreword for this book. Cynthia was the group treasurer of SAA, but she took the decision to blow the whistle on a dodgy deal between SAA and BNP Capital. And despite knowing that she might jeopardize her job and her family's finances, she didn't hesitate and she saved the taxpayer 256 million rand. So a pleasure to welcome Cynthia Stimple to the Midday Report. Cynthia, congratulations on the book. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Mandy, and thank you for having me on your show today. And thank you to all the listeners who are tuning in at present. Thank you.
Cynthia, this is a very personal state capture story. You're very revealing about the impact it had on you, on your life, on your family. But it also goes to show the bravery of one person, how you can change the course of history for the country. Why was it important for you to tell this story in a book?
One reason, Mandy, is more so that it doesn't happen again, or hopefully it happens on a reduced scale. The number two would be for me to be able to also just tell my story publicly, even though I've been public speaking, but it's also to leave a legacy for my family and to other people who were in SAA who didn't know or understand what was happening behind the scenes, especially in a treasury environment where I worked. Because SAA is such a huge organization, the pilots would never know, the crew would never know, and the maintenance SAA technical wouldn't know. So it was more to pass that story on so that they know the truth, and that also a way of assisting other whistleblowers that you're not alone out there. Thank you.
Throughout the book, you speak of the warning signs, the red flags, how you asked lots of questions. You were repeatedly told to just leave it, stop asking so many questions. And then finally, you were on a walking pilgrimage in France in 2016 when you checked your messages, you realized this BNP Capital deal had been signed off, and you chose then to not look the other way. Why didn't you?
This is actually the pivotal point for me, Mandy, in that all the time, yes, as you mentioned, was the warning signs and the red flags. And I kept speaking to colleagues and to my senior management level and to EXCO members at that point. When it came that this deal was being signed, had been signed without my signature and on behalf of me was one, and that it was ready for board approval, which I knew once board approved it, the payment could easily be affected, I had to stop it. And that was the key reason I couldn't look the other way, is that we would easily have lost a quarter of a billion rand, and it would never be recouped. It would have been done under my watch, and I thought I couldn't allow that to happen under my watch. And thirdly, being in the position of group treasurer, I felt, I could make a stand and influence to try and stop the transaction, and hence I took the decision I did. Mm.
And Cynthia, since you've left, SAA has gone into business rescue, 51% has been sold off, it's gone private. What are your thoughts on that? Would you take a seat on the board?
I think not on this current board, this new organization, because I have my own concerns. And if I may, so the plan is to sell 51% to Takatso Consortium, who Takatso would own 51, and the government, or rather public enterprises would own 49%. However, the Takatso Consortium is made up of Harris and a smaller company, Global Airways, owned by Gidon Novik. On the Harris, it's the CEO there is Chepo Malule. And Harris is currently owned by PIC 50% basis shareholding. So PIC is 100% owned by government. And PIC owns 50% of Harris. And Harris is going to buy SAA for 51%. And for me, there's still government shareholding in that. So if government owns the 49%, plus they have a percentage in the Harris, that is definitely more a major shareholder.
Right.
My recommendation is that government has too many other issues to worry about. I would say they focus on the health system right now. They focus on our current uprisings that we have, the unrest and the feelings of current South Africans, and rather sell it a 100%. If it's sold and privatized 100%, I would gladly be on their board. Thanks.
Well, Cynthia, thank you so much and congratulations on this book. Cynthia Stimple, she's known as the SAA whistleblower. The book is called Hijackers on Board, How One Courageous Whistleblower Fought Against the Capture of SAA. It's such an important contribution, all of these books coming out from whistleblowers who blew the whistle on state capture. And this is another one to add to the collection.